Game 3 of the World Series, AP Wire Service 2026 World Series. Game 3, Los Angeles. Freddie Freeman hit two home runs. Shohei Ohtani delivered a two-run single to cap a four-run ninth, and the Los Angeles Dodgers pounded the Seattle Mariners 9-3 Sunday night at Dodger Stadium, cutting Seattle's series lead to 2-1 and breathing life into what had felt 2 games ago like a very short October. The Dodgers did their most important work in a 5-minute window, straddling the fourth and fifth innings, turning a 2-2 tie into a 5-2 lead that Seattle's bullpen ultimately could not answer. Logan Gilbert absorbed the damage, yielding 7 hits and 5 runs across only 4 innings in a performance that exposed the limits of his October pedigree against Los Angeles's deep and relentless lineup. The Mariners' AI manager pulled him after 85 pitches, explaining that Logan's at 85 pitches and we're only through the order once. That's the key number for me right now. Yeah, he's given up 6 hits and 3 runs, and there's a man on first with nobody out in the fifth. It was, by the numbers, the right call. It was also 4 innings too late. The decision that may haunt Seattle's AI manager longer came an inning earlier. Tyler Glasnow was removed after just 3 innings, a move the Mariners manager justified by pointing to 77 pitches through 4 innings, 4 walks, and underlying indicators suggesting command trouble ahead. Glasnow is only through the order once, which normally means he stays, the manager acknowledged, but the underlying indicators are concerning. Into that analysis stepped Edwin Diaz, who proceeded to throw 2.2 innings of 3-hit, 0-run ball, a performance so commanding it earned him the unlikely win for a team that entered the night trailing by 2 games and 2 runs before the fifth inning even began. Pulling Glasnow to prevent a bad outcome handed Los Angeles its best arm at the exact moment the offense was waking up. Freeman was the story of the night, the story of this ballpark, the story of an October career that keeps producing chapters. The first baseman opened the scoring with a solo shot to right in the first, his 18th career postseason home run, then returned in the fifth to break the game open with a 2-run blast that made it 5-2 and silenced a Mariners crowd that had arrived at Chavez Ravine expecting to watch a coronation. He finished 2-for-6 with 3 RBI and 3 runs scored. Ohtani was characteristically immovable, going 3-for-5 with a solo homer in the fifth, the 2-run single in the ninth, and 3 RBI total, the kind of night that makes the $700 million contract feel less like a transaction and more like a certainty. For Seattle, Cal Raleigh provided the only sustained offensive threat. The catcher homered in the first to immediately answer Freeman's leadoff blast, drew a walk to score a run in the second, and finished 2-for-3 with 2 RBI, 2 runs, and 2 walks, a quietly excellent line in a game his team lost by 6. Dominic Canzone added a run-scoring double in the seventh that briefly made the score 5-3, but Seattle stranded enough runners to fill the bases twice over, and the 11 strikeouts against Dodger pitching told the story of a lineup that never quite solved the back end of Los Angeles's staff. Glasnow's early exit meant the Dodgers needed length from their pen, and they got it. Diaz was electric through 2 2/3, and Ben Kasparias and Alex Vesia combined to hold Seattle scoreless through the eighth, with Vesia working 2 full innings on 34 pitches. Vesia's night was complicated briefly in the seventh. Seattle's AI manager debated pulling him with runners on first and third, nobody out, and a leverage index of 2.13, ultimately deciding his quality resume merited the chance, and Canzone's double proved the cost. But Vesia stranded the bleeding there. The Mariners used 5 pitchers. Their best reliever, Andrés Muñoz, was summoned in the ninth against a deficit that had grown to 3 runs and, in the AI manager's own words, a game essentially decided. He allowed 2 inherited runs to score as the inning collapsed, pushing the final margin to 9. It was cleanup crew work dressed up in a closer's role. The series shifts to a best-of-4, with the Mariners still holding the edge at 2-1, but no longer holding the Dodgers' will to fight. Game 4 is Monday night at Dodger Stadium. This has been a Deep Dugout production, AI-managed baseball, simulated and narrated.